Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. I am so happy to be with you today. I have some stuff I'm talking about today. Aside from the fact that, you know, Christmas is here, I'm very happy that Christmas is here. I'm cleaning, you know, I'm broadcasting from home today. I got a lot of stuff done, mopped my kitchen floors. Yes, I do mop my own kitchen floor. I'm making banana pudding, so I have to go. I've never made banana pudding before, so this is going to be very exciting and very interesting. I've never made banana pudding before, and I've got to finish shopping. So I told my younger son, oh, go to grandma's house because she needs some help, and, you know, my two boys are going to be over at her house under the guise of, you know, help grandma cook and get stuff ready. But it's really because once you have teenagers in the house, like, you can't hide anything, you can't put stuff anywhere. So I told them tomorrow night we're going to make cookies for Santa Claus. and then, you know, we're going to get ready. And my 15-year-old was like, I'm not making cookies for you and Daddy. Y'all got me when I was like 8 or 7, but I'm not making cookies for you and Daddy. This is ridiculous that it was, well, whatever. But so we are definitely in full swing Christmas mode in my house, in the Brown house. I'm excited, making some pasta right now. Actually, let me go right now and turn my pasta off. You are catching the show live with me in my house. Okay, good. The pasta's off. Don't want it to get soggy, which is a good thing. I feel like I'm doing a cooking segment on, like, the Today Show or something. No, it's just I'm cooking. All right, the pasta's turned off. Put some chicken in. Now I'm walking back into my office to finish Today's Show. But anyway, Today's Show is a serious subject. I'm a little pissed right now at the people at J.P. Morgan Chase, because right now they have, well, I'm going to read the full quote to you in a second, but what has basically happened with this bailout? You know, I started the show light, Christmas, fun stuff, yay, but really this is under my crawl right now about this whole bailout. I am probably considered a conservative liberal, if there is a such thing as a conservative liberal. But, you know, I have very conservative views. I am against abortion. However, I believe in a woman's right to choose. So it's kind of like, you know, I can't impose what I believe on anybody else. So I personally don't believe in abortion because that's just something that I, you know, don't think is right. But I don't feel I have a right to impose what I believe on other people. So I guess that's, you know, I say that just to kind of let you know where I stand on a whole bunch of political issues and stuff like that. But the issue is this. I took a very conservative stance on this whole bailout situation, and I said very clearly and in no uncertain terms on this show that I am against this bailout. And everyone was saying, oh, we need the bailout, just as I'm against bailing out the auto industry. And here's why. It's not a strike against the people. It's definitely not a strike against the workers or the people. But I have a big problem, especially as a business owner, where everybody else is getting bailed out, and you have little people like me who run a small business and can't get jack. I mean, I'm saying to myself, well, where's my bailout? Where's my opportunity to get out of this little financial quandary that I'm in? And the government, Congress, I think Congress has failed miserably. I totally think Congress has failed miserably. But aside from that, where's my little piece of the bailout money? It's nowhere to be found. I'm not getting it. And now what's happening right now is a lot of companies are really going under, and not even so much companies. From what I understand, from what I read, according to the Associated Press, is the state of California may go under in 2 months if they don't receive money from the federal government. Well, you know what? What about all of the homeowners? And what about all of the people that really don't have? What about the people that are losing their homes? What about people that cannot make their mortgage? I mean, the biggest thing I've had to experience is I've had to sublet my office, which was extremely painful. Didn't want to do it, but I had no choice because of the economy. But I'm not the state of California. And when you look at all of the things that's going on and how they're supposed to be divvying up this money, it's really, really frustrating, because right now what's happening is they're making these poor people, and I use poor as in just an expression of how I feel about them, these poor people in the auto industry beg and reason and explain and dot their I's and cross their T's. But yet when it came to the banks, they just gave the Congress just gave these banks a blank check. And I think that is absolutely sinful what they have done. So now they gave the money to J.P. Morgan Chase and a host of other banks. And basically now they spent $350 billion, and they need more money. Mind you, we're making all of these other people, all of these other entities that are squandering and starving for money, dot their I's and cross their T's. And basically J.P. Morgan Chase came out and said yesterday, we don't have to disclose jack. We don't have to tell you where the money was spent. All we're telling you is we need more money. And if that does not take the balls of, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on the air, but I mean, what are these people thinking? What is Congress thinking where they can just continue to write these people blank checks and all of a sudden there's no justification of where this money is being spent? It has me livid today. And so, based on everything I've heard, I have made a declaration that I absolutely, adamantly will not participate in this recession. And it may sound like kind of funny because you're saying, how can you not participate when it's something that everybody's going through? I'm not, and I haven't figured out how I'm not going to participate in this recession, but I'm absolutely not. I don't know if I have to drive my little car to Washington, D.C. and say I need my portion of the bailout money, but when J.P. Morgan Chase has the nerve to come out of their mouth, this is a PR nightmare for them. I mean, you can just Google it on, like, anywhere. It's all over the news, that they have the nerve to come back and say, we don't have to tell you where the money is spent. We don't have to justify to you anything. We are running this company the way we see fit. After we've given them all of this money, now they're coming back at us and throwing dirt in our face. This is absolutely disgraceful, and Congress should be held accountable. So now based on that, let me see what's oh, wow, a lot of people are in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Hey, True, Mama Smokey, hi, darling. Where is Annie? Oh, okay, where is Biomed? I don't know. It's in the chat room. I have not seen her in a while. Her husband was under the weather. You know what? I don't know where Annie is, and I don't have her email address right now. But for those of you that are members of the Life Remixed online community, log into your account, and I think her email address is up there. I can't do it right now, obviously, because I'm on the air. But the last time she was actually on this show is we actually prayed for her husband. So I don't know if somebody can maybe check on her, or I'll check on her after the show and find out what's really going on, because I don't know, and I do miss our peeps. You know, when people are missing, and I try to keep tabs on everybody and try to connect with everybody as much as I can. But thank you for whoever mentioned that. I think it was Mama Smokey who said she hasn't seen her. Mama Smokey put in the chat room, she just popped up in my head, and I hope everything is all right. Yeah, that's what happens when people pop into your head. They're popping into your head for a reason. Mama Smokey said, not a recession, just a reevaluation. She said last week that he was ill. Yeah, her husband was ill. I'm just reading directly from the chat room. Sorry if it sounds like I'm skipping around. And also LaVon, who you all know is Noval, who listens to the show every day, she sent me a text very late last night. I got it when I woke up this morning. that said, can we pray for her? So I don't know what's going on in Pennsylvania, and I probably should have called her. But I did text her back. I did text her back this morning and say that we will pray for you and that, you know, we'll keep you in our prayers because, you know, she just moved from New Jersey to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So she sent me that text very late last night. So I'm very happy that we are all checking on each other because that's very, very important, just to make sure that everybody is okay. So now that we're doing our roll call and seeing what's going on with everybody, thank you for bringing that up to everybody. But let's get back to why I am so heated right now. Please, can we? Because I really, I'm very, very not happy about what's going on. And I'm very, very angry at the indignance. I don't even know if that's a word, but I know indignant is the attitude of J.P. Morgan Chase and how disgraceful these people, just how disgraceful it was for him to have the nerve to make a quote, the spokesperson saying that we don't have to justify where this money was spent. I mean, this is absolutely bizarre. And when I came out against the bailout, everyone said to me, Sai, you just don't care about families. I'm like, no, you can have the money, but I need a line. This is with any business. I need a line item allocation of how this money is going to be spent. And everybody, we played this politics of fear. Everybody got on this bandwagon. Oh, the country's going to collapse. That's a bunch of nonsense. Ain't nobody, this country is not going to collapse. And, oh, you know, we need to hurry up. Something's going to happen. And the only thing that happened is we gave these people a blank check, and now they screwed us, and now we're stuck holding the bag. And what's really pissing me off is that President Bush, before he goes out of office, is dishing away all this money hidden. You know, I don't know if you all know, but judges got a raise in that $700 billion bailout. There was a line item in there for judges to get a raise, but they don't talk about that on the news. Bush is signing all of this stuff in, sneaking it under. He leaves office, and then Barack Obama is left holding the bag. And I guarantee, you know what, I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm pausing because I'm trying to put my words correctly. I hate to measure my words, but sometimes I have to. That Barack Obama may not have gotten elected if the country was on a good footing. And it's not to say he's not a good candidate. It's not to say that he's not a great dude. But let's look at it for what it is. We are so desperate, and not even we. Let me just even take it away from me being Cy Brown, who happens to be black. But people, I do not believe in my heart of hearts, would have rallied around Barack Obama if they were not so desperate, which is why he ran on the platform of change. Now, call me cuckoo, call me whatever you want to say, but let's look at the facts. People, middle America, were so screwed. See what happened. Let me get into my thought. Right now, and I say this hopefully not to offend anybody, but it needs to be said. White people for many years have always thought they were exempt from poverty. Middle class white people. They felt we're Republican, they're going to take care of us, yada, yada, yada. I remember when Kanye West came out and made the comment that George Bush didn't like black people, and then all of a sudden his mother dies, but that's another issue. I do not feel that George Bush does not like black people. I think that's a totally false statement. I don't think George Bush has anything against black people. I really, in my heart of heart, don't. I think he has a thing against anybody whose money don't look like his. Now, if you happen to be white, black, purple, ducks, greens, whatever it is, then he doesn't like you. I don't think it has to do with race. It has to do with class. And middle America forgot that, or they let it slip by. They all rushed, rallied around Barack Obama, voted for George Bush. And when George Bush showed his true colors and let all these people in middle America remember, he gave them a quick reminder, your money doesn't look like mine, so you're not exempt either. Now we're in the economic mess that we're in. And because they don't know how to survive in an economic situation such as this, They all rallied around Barack Obama. He's different. He's young. Maybe he can save us. You know something? He cannot. Let's look at it. This mess is such a quagmire. It is going to take Barack Obama's 8 years and Joe Biden's 8 years before we even start to get breathing room. Does anybody understand how big $700 billion really is? And we have not held Congress accountable. We have not held our local politicians accountable. And now our kids and grandkids and grandkids' grandkids are going to be on the hook for this money. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Hi, Angel Eyes. I saw you in the chat room. Thank you for joining us, and I see we have some guests. True says, I am peeved off at Congress and the bankers. Yeah, because they're the ones who's writing a check. They always put up a black man in front when things are not going well. They threw Elijah Cummings to discuss the issue. Well, I'll tell you as a quick sidebar, I speak at Elijah Cummings' youth rally every single year. And I spoke at it, 2008, and I already have my contract to speak at his event, President's Week, and I drive down to Washington, D.C., and, you know, his organization hires me every year. So I really like Elijah Cummings. But I think it's really sad that Barack Obama, the only thing I think that's going to save Barack Obama is that we're in such a bad situation that if he makes it 2% better, he's going to be perceived as a hero. Because we're in such a bad situation right now, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, they did it to Elijah Cummings. They're going to do it to Barack Obama. And it's frustrating. I'm just so angry. And I think Bush is taking everything he can before he leaves. And True says in the chat room, Barack Obama will rise to the occasion. Well, yeah, he is going to rise to the occasion, but there's nothing, the country can always get worse. Things can always get worse. But if Barack Obama makes any inroads, he's going to be perceived as a hero. And this is how I firmly believe that things are everybody's steps are divinely ordered. I think he was needed because this is going to change. This is forever going to leave an indelible impression in the minds of Americans about black people. And I think it's our time right now. But as far as the economy and the economics go, I was watching Morning Joe this morning, which I absolutely love, and Mike Barnicle said something very, very profound. He said, people in Congress do not understand business. Most of these elected officials are lawyers, concerned citizens, and politicians. They're not financially that savvy. So if they're not that financially savvy and you're presented with books, even if you're presented with a line item budget, you're not going to be able to digest it and understand it if you don't have a very good understanding of macroeconomics, microeconomics, and how budgets work, as well as the implications of the decisions that you're getting ready to sign off on. And that's what has happened. It's just really bad. Let me go back into the chat room. Mama Smokey said, get on that box, girl. You're talking the truth. Yeah, because I got pissed this morning. When I woke up, I was and I saw the comment that the statement that J.P. Morgan Chase released, I hit the roof. I was steaming mad at 6:30 this morning because how dare you say that you have – they have said they absolutely have no intention – of releasing how this money is going to be spent. They've said it. We're not telling you. We don't care. Oh, so sorry. Like, what nerve is that? Where you just took all of our taxpayers' money, and you know something? Joe Scarborough said something, and he's a conservative, but I absolutely adore Joe. He said all of these politicians should have their Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever they celebrate, and on December 26th, the day after Christmas, or Monday, December 29th, bring their rear ends back to Washington to fix this mess. Because, you know, these people are going to go tap dancing off until the middle of January. They're gone. And then you know what's going to happen? When they come back in January, everybody's caught up in Obamamania. They're all going to drink from this inauguration Kool-Aid. And then they're going to parlay that into, because you know the whole week before the election. Well, first of all, January 5th is when we're supposed to go back to work. You know, like normal people, they don't even come back, I don't think, until that second week of January, maybe not even the third. But a lot of people are coming back to Washington for inauguration. And that whole week prior, there's going to be inauguration celebrations and events. So now inauguration is the 20th. You get caught up. That means work may not even start getting done until the last week of January or the beginning of February. Can anybody survive another 8 weeks of having no money? This is ridiculous. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi, who's a Democrat, she angered me as well. I mean, I'm sure you guys know I'm really pissed right now. That's why I changed the topic of today's show. It didn't even say Enjoy Life Remix Radio with Cy Brown. I had to change it to specifically this topic. Do you know Nancy Pelosi made a stupid comment back in the beginning of December that she did not want to bring in car people. She wanted to bring in economic people to oversee this auto industry bailout. Is that, I don't want to say retarded because I don't want to offend anybody, but is that one of the most retarded things you've ever heard in your life? Why would you not bring in like Lee Iacocca and people that have worked in the auto industry? I mean, give me a break. And look, I'm looking in the chat room right now. It says it in the chat room. True says, I agree, so that's why I agree we should bring in people like Lee Iacocca and others who have knowledge. Jack Welch from GE, bring in savvy business people. The only problem is Democrats historically have been so anti-business and have such a socialist mindset that they cannot see the forest for the trees right now. True says, okay, I think it is retarded. I just said that. You know what, that's a sticky word with me because one time I said somebody acts so retarded and the person that I was with, I didn't know they had a retarded brother and she was highly offended. So I try to be careful with that word, but that's the only word that I could think of. Oh my goodness, you guys don't understand. Oh, you don't understand how angry this makes me right now because we are giving these people a blank check, of $700 billion. And what they're trying to say now to clean it up is that we're giving it to them in dribs and drabs and dribs and drabs and dribs. And they're still getting it. If I told my son, Daquan, I'm going to give you $1,000 for Christmas, right? But I'm going to give it to you $100 a week. Do you really think he's going to care? As long as he gets it. He's going to say whatever he has to say. He's going to do whatever he has to do. He's going to be nice. He's going to wash the dishes. He's going to mop the kitchen. But whatever he has to do to make sure he gets that money. And then once he gets the money, he's going to say, you know, oh, well, you know, thanks, Mom, or whatever it is. So, of course, these people are going to say whatever they have to say to get this money and to screw us, basically. And I'm very, 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 I mean, I'm so fired up over this. I swear I'm ready to take a car ride down to Washington, D.C. You know something, too? I actually went to GoDaddy.com. I was going to register the domain name, where's my bailout money, but I think somebody else already has it. Because as a business owner, and LaVon, who's in Pittsburgh, is a business owner as well, you know, we have had to make some very serious and very deep concessions right now. And I'm not trying to pull out the violins, but there's, you know, I've lost business. I've lost accounts. People are slow to pay. I've had to take less money. But I think it should be all across the board. But to a certain degree, it's relative. So I guess if you're asking rich people to only spend, you know, $5,000 a week instead of $10,000 a week on their, you know, entertainment or whatever, I guess they feel they're making concessions as well. But you know something? I mean, my concessions are I'm not going out Christmas shopping. My concessions are I have to conserve as much cash as possible, and that's further hindering the growth of the economy if everybody's conserving their cash. But you know something? I want to go to Washington and say, you know, just give me 50 grand. That would set me straight. Give me 50 grand to help me really be able to rev up the market. You know, however I choose to allocate that money. And you know something? They probably wouldn't even give it to me. I could go with a business plan, a line item budget, all of these things, but yet they're giving the banks all of this money. I am, what was that commercial? Remember years ago, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. it was, I can't remember what the product was, but I mean, it's just, yeah, Mama Smokey just put in the chat room, the mindset is so messed up right now. Don't you think we have to tear it down completely and start over? The puzzle pieces are broken. Yeah, they really are. They really are broken, but I think this flies in the face of conventional wisdom when you have little arrogant people like J.P. Morgan Chase coming out blatantly saying, hey, we're not going to tell you how it's spent. We don't feel we need to disclose this information, and we need 350 more, or whatever their percentage is. You know, my numbers are probably not that accurate, but whatever their percentage is, just the arrogance, the absolute arrogance that they are blatantly not releasing how this money is being allocated makes me want to scream. So I'm very angry about that, and I'm probably going to blog about this for the rest of the day once I take my pasta off the stove. For those of you that missed the first couple of minutes of the show, I was taking my pasta off the stove as the show was starting. But anyway, listen to this, everybody. I've got some really great news, and I have to squeeze this in. We're doing just 30-minute shows this week just because it's the Christmas holiday season, and I've got tons and tons of personal stuff to do. But listen to this. I've got great news. Many of you know that my new book, Politics Remixed, came out on Election Day, and the book is doing pretty well. I'm very excited about the book, but catch this. Politics Remixed, up until last Friday, was a daily 15-minute podcast every day at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thanks, True. I see I got 4 minutes. Politics Remixed was a daily 15-minute podcast where I just kind of talked about the top political news stories of the day. So whenever you went onto the blog to read, you know, my political comments, you would hear it. Well, I am very, 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 very pleased to announce that Politics Remixed, starting January 4th, is going to be a two-hour Sunday morning talk show with a host of me and hip-hop heavyweights talking about politics for 2 hours. So that means Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock New York time, if you have nothing to do, log on to Politics Remixed, and I am going to talk to the tastemakers and heavyweights and decision makers in the hip-hop industry, and we're going to talk politics for 2 hours. That means Professor Griff, that means Chuck D, that means Dead Prez, that means Talib Kweli, that means Mos Def, that means NY Oil, that means Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers. I mean, any and everybody that has an opinion that's a who's who in hip-hop is already scheduled for my show. I'm booking guests now, and I can't tell you obviously who they are because sometimes they change their schedule at last minute. But if you really want a weekly dose of politics, I'm taking the daily 15-minute podcast, which I've been doing for about 4 months, and making it a two-hour Sunday morning talk show because we really need somebody to keep an eye on what the heck is going on with politics. True put, hip-hop hooray. And he put, all right, don't push yourself too hard. Actually, True, this is actually easier, going to be easier, because it's only once a week. So you figure it's easier than me doing a 15-minute podcast every single morning. And also I have a production assistant who's going to be coming on board starting January to help me produce this show. So I really don't have to do anything but show up and talk about politics. And Mama Smokey said she can really handle it now. You're absolutely right. I can. I'm in such a better place. So, yeah. But that was hard trying to do like three, because I do another one, to be on the air for three different shows a day. So that is very taxing on people. But, yes, the Sunday show is going to be so easy because it's just me and a who's who of hip-hop people. Every Sunday morning at 11. So it's going to be 8 o'clock on the West Coast and 11 o'clock on the East, and it's 2 hours, and I just get to talk politics and economics with smart people in hip-hop. So on that note, I got to get back to my pasta, and always remember, I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again, said so eloquently by Mahatma Gandhi. Always remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. I will be here tomorrow, even though it's Christmas Eve. I will be on the air. I'm just doing a 30-minute show. Mama Smokey, I mailed your CDs, so you will be getting your CDs in the mail, How to Make Motivational Speaking Your Day Job. So enjoy it. Let me know if you like it. I love you guys. Take care. God bless you all. And I have regained my power. God is so good. Always keep God in your life. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.